Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. Okay, well, this is exciting for me today because it is the first time that I actually have a chef on the show. Woo! Okay, so let me tell you a little story about why I have asked Chef Richard Bradford to be on the show today. Well, you know, I've been trying to improve my nutrition over the last couple of years. I've had a lot of food allergies and food intolerances that I've discovered. And I've noticed that, you know, I can't eat a lot of wheat or gluten or sugar. In the past, I tried to go vegetarian and vegan because I thought maybe that was a healthy thing to do, but I never felt really well on those diets, and I usually was very hungry, and I would gain weight, and I would have low energy. And so I was on Facebook one day, and I was researching about the paleo diet, the Paleolithic diet, and I saw this ad for pre-made paleo, and given that I don't like to cook that much, I love to eat, mind you, but I don't like to cook that much, I thought, well, what's this? So I clicked into this Facebook ad and found Chef Richard and his site, Pre-Made Paleo, and lo and behold, here is a service that will actually cook gourmet paleo food for you and send it to you frozen, and you can just reheat it. I was so excited. I had to try it right away, and so my significant other, James, and I started getting it, and wow, I can tell you it's been wonderful for us. Not only are we spending a lot less time cooking and washing dishes and, are able to experience more variety in our eating because I don't like to cook that much, so I kind of cook the same things all the time. But we're actually saving money, believe it or not. It's amazing that you can have your own private chef, so I call him my private chef, that cooks for you gourmet meals, quality food, and we'll talk about it a little later where Chef Richard gets his food from, his meats and his vegetables, and that I could actually save money. Like, go figure. Now, I will buy, and cook meals over the weekend and buy from the local farmers and the national food store. You know, I want to make sure I keep these people in business who are local to me. But it's great to not have to rush home from work and have to, like, spend 40 minutes cooking a meal and then rush to skating. Now we can, you know, get home, boom, you know, heat up Chef Richard's meals, 5, 10 minutes. We can sit down, have a relaxing dinner, not a pile of dishes afterwards. And actually, I get a heck of a lot more done in the day because we're not spending all this time cooking and cleaning. And we're actually saving money, not only because I usually spend a lot of money on food anyway at the local store, but I've noticed that I don't use as much propane, and propane is pretty expensive. So when you're cooking your own meals, it takes a lot of energy to, you know, wash dishes with, you know, the hot water that's propane heated, as well as, also being, you know, cooking them on the stove, it's propane. So we've actually been saving some money. So I can't wait to introduce you to Chef Richard. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Dr. Karen. How are you today?
I'm great.
I really appreciate you having me on, and
I
love
you.
This tee up. I'm like, if I can rise up to all this, but I'm delighted that all these things that you're saying and my impact on your time and creating some yummy meals for you. So, and if I'm putting a smile on you all's faces on a regular basis, that really makes me happy.
That's great, and I bet you that's what you do it for.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So So if I didn't announce your last name, I better do that now because I keep calling you Chef Richard on Facebook and everywhere else that I refer to you. So Chef Richard Bradford is who I am interviewing today. And Chef Richard Bradford is the main chef and creator of the pre-made paleo meals, and he's based out in Atlanta. So Richard, just so people can get a sense of who you are, how did you, you know, decide to become a chef, and how did you get into paleo?
Well, to give a background on why I decided to become a chef, I mean, it was a calling that I would go back to 9/11, actually. I was in a track to go into the business world in investments, and I was just not feeling a passion, a personal attraction to a growth in this industry for long term, and it was something that I was always happy when I was in the kitchen. I would cook for my family growing up, and I would, you know, that would be my therapy in college, and, you know, parties were kind of circled around it. So I was, you know, drawn on that day to do something I truly loved, and that was what I wanted to be doing for the rest of my life, is something I loved. And so I went and applied to culinary school the next day, 9/12/2001.
Wow.
And I went up to the Culinary Institute of America up in Hyde Park, New York, so not too far from you. And that was kind of my return to the Northeast. And I was so thrilled that I made that that journey. I mean, I had a little bit of restaurant experience in college, and I took that up to school. And I had a side job while in culinary school with a caterer. And that was kind of where I felt a real connection to, you know, the creative side with the business side. I saw the model of, you know, starting a catering business and, you know, the access to being creative and driving my own, you know, experience into different menus and help create memories for people. So I took that and started my first catering business in culinary school, and it went very well. And I took it back to Atlanta, where I had done undergrad, and I started RSB Catering about 9 years ago. And I ran a successful catering business and event facilities, and you know, just learned so much. Was able and fortunate to participate in so many different, you know, cultural celebrations that really fed a level of different experience in cuisine. And about 2 years ago, I was searching for something that was to be a bit of a response, in all honesty. As a chef, you know, you can make choices to, you know, indulge in the indulgent food that you make for people, or you can, you know, try and, you know, stay a course of a little bit, you know, healthier approach. And I would say I participated in the former for those 8 years, and it definitely had a, you know, a debilitating effect on me. I was, you know, in my early, mid-30s, and I was, you know, in a pretty lousy health. And I wanted to, you know, find something that could help me, you know, basically counteract what I've done to myself for 8 years, working hard, late nights. You know, being a chef is definitely hard work, and you work at the hours of other people's celebrations as kind of a rule. And so, you know, those things take their toll, and I, you know, felt like I had an extra 10 years on me. And but I read Lauren Cordain's book, The Paleo Diet, when I was actually on a plane trip back from Europe, and I had, you know, quite a, you know, a grain-filled experience over there, and their bread was, you know, kind of hard to say no to, and, you know, it indulged in. But when I read that book, it just really had the aha moments. I mean, I couldn't put it down. On an eight-hour flight back, I read the whole book, and I was like, I need to do this. I said this to my wife. I was like, I'm going to go all in on this because I can't shoot any holes in this. You know, scientifically, it really speaks to how I can eat. I know I can do this, and I can stick with it. And so, I mean, I dove right in and started practicing paleo 100% of the time. And, I mean, lo and behold, in 3 weeks, I was I was, having to, put another notch in my belt. And in 2.5 months, I had lost 35 pounds.
Wow.
And, which is just amazing in itself. But, it wasn't just that. It was the energy level that I had. It was just like, was everything that I was eating up until that point and doing to my body making me feel, this cumulative effect of just, lethargic and, an imbalance of, body fat and muscle mass. And it just seemed like I had, drank, from the fountain of youth because I felt like I was 18 again, instead of kind of, crawling into the back of a van to unload my catering equipment, I hopped into the back of a van. And so I was just like, I got to do this. This is what I need to sell my customers.
Wow.
From then, it was like, I basically made it my choice to not take on any other catering events that were external to the Paleolithic lifestyle. And it really had, I was putting the risk on the table for sure,
mm-hmm.
Being that I have a classic French background and, I definitely have been involved in quite a few, celebrations that were loaded with, non-paleo ingredients. So, I was just kind of, jumping and hoping. And, thankfully, I had a market out there that I had no idea who they were. Just to kind of wrap this up, I'll give you, the notion of gluten-free and paleo was so foreign to a culinary training that I had when I came out of CIA in 2004, that, that's kind of where you approach it when somebody says they're gluten-free. It's kind of like, okay, we'll take the bread off the plate.
Right.
Here's your plate. Here's your menu. And didn't really have an inspiration or a desire to make those meals good. But it had made such an impact in what I do and how I felt that I was like, I need to make this taste good. I made a business off of, being a personal chef to people, making experiences pleasurable with, delicious food. And so I knew that background could be applied with these new principles. I did it for myself at home when I was, being my my own guinea pig for this. And so I knew that it would take some time and definitely some research and development so that way I could make a product that would adhere to the paleo diet, but also be something that could be a produced item for people for their own, use at their own schedule. So that way it could be a frozen item, and you have to think about this scientifically. How do we cook this in such a way that it'll still be good when you're reheating it? And all those things kind of came into play and brought me to where I am today. I'm 2 years, in the making of this this pre-made paleo product, and we are, very thankfully producing meals for people in all 50 states. And it was just a concept that started on a flight home.
That is a fantastic story. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. I'm so happy that your health has improved so much just with that shift. That's congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about, so what's in, because not everybody knows what paleo diet means. So let's talk about what is not in the food that you make that makes it paleo and what is. So maybe you can give us a rundown on that.
Sure. Well, starting with what's not, paleo by nature is a gluten-free, dairy-free, legume-free, and refined sugar-free lifestyle. And so what does that mean? Any sort of grain, really, is, is not included. Legumes, so the entire gamut of beans, with a couple exceptions, and those are, little exceptions to the rule, like peas and green beans that, still qualify. But for the most part, legumes, because of their hard shell and their toxicity when eating raw, are not included in the Paleolithic diet. Dairy is not a basic exception to dairy would be if you had clarified butter, or, you know, an Indian term for it is ghee. But the dairy solids, you know, have lactose in them, and they are they're inflammatory, and that really is, you know, kind of goes against what the lifestyle speaks for of being a anti-inflammatory, you know, insulin balancing lifestyle, and then it also with any refined sugars. So we use sweeteners like juices, whether or not it would be a fruit juice that we would reduce down to intensify, but we would never use something like a bleached white sugar or any, you know, any brown sugar, turbinado, anything like that. We steer clear of those. And depending on how strict you are to it, and we make our, you know, our meals as strict as you can, and, you know, let you be the judge of what you're going to put in it. We don't use any things like honey or maple or anything like that in our meals. So what does that leave you with? Well, it leaves you with grass-fed meats, grass-fed beef, pastured pork, free-range chicken, turkey, you know, and also, you know, wild game meats. You know, the Paleolithic concept is to, you know, look at, you know, a free-range animal versus a, you know, as a basically a farm corralled animal that would be in, you know, a feeding coop that would be unhealthy, promote disease, and instead having a very happy life before they are harvested for our consumption. What else? We don't use white potatoes, but things like sweet potatoes are a possibility for paleo. Squash, things that are nutrient-dense carbohydrates, as well as very leafy greens that are loaded with all the, you know, nutrition that you could ever ask for. And people say, why not, you know, why not milk? What about your calcium? Well, you could get more calcium in green leafy vegetables than you could ever get in the, you know, all the milk that you could drink without getting a stomachache. And then nuts, seeds, a little bit of fruit. You know, fruit has sugar in it. It's a natural sugar, so we try and keep that on a minimum. But those things are seen as, you know, that those are the indulgences, you know, some berries. But, you know, all those things, you know, you're concentrating on, you know, very wholesome proteins, healthy fats, and nutrient-dense vegetables. And using fats like coconut oil and, you know, avocado oil, things of that nature, and no refined oils that you might see like canola and vegetable oils that, you know, are chemically processed. And, of course, olive oil, too.
The vegetables, where do you get the vegetables from?
Oh, our vegetables are, you know, we source them locally in Atlanta. So we have a purveyor that, you know, on our behalf will, you know, has the relationships that, you know, we've forged, and they bring, you know, seasonal ingredients to us. And, you know, we, you know, based on seasonal inspiration and cultural, you know, celebrations, we will tie together vegetable orders that are appropriate for our menu items.
Do you try to, so it sounds like you have local vegetables, which is awesome. Do you try to stick to, you know, non-pesticide vegetables, or do you know how they grow them?
Yes, we try to stick to that as much as possible. I mean, you know, they, what you're eating, I mean, the reason we make that choice is, you know, otherwise you're eating that yourself. And, you know, I mean, if you start loading up, I mean, you're eating three times a day, and you put, you know, chemicals that are designed to, you know, withstand, you know, infestations or poor, you know, environmental conditions, it means that you're kind of giving your food steroids, and then you're ingesting it. And, you know, we try and steer clear of that. I mean, it's a constant process. You know, we have to have a very transparent relationship, and which we're delighted to have, in order to maintain that and, you know, give our customers as healthy of a product as we can.
That's fantastic. And if you're just joining us, listeners, I am interviewing Chef Richard Bradford. I call him my personal chef. He is the creator of Premade Paleo, which is a service that ships beautifully crafted gourmet paleolithic meals to your door, frozen, shipped right to your door. And this is a service that I've been enjoying for many, many months now. And so, Chef Richard, I just want to give people who are joining us the link to find out more about your business. And I have a special link on my website, which gives you some ideas of what kinds of foods, what kind of menu that you have, as well as the link to the creation that both of us worked on, which is the Dr. Karen Can Pain Relief Success Pack, which is a pre-made paleo pack that was created after I spoke about the paleo diet in my book, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. So that website is www.karencan.com/paleo, which is spelled P-A-L-E-O. So again, www.karencan.com/paleo to find out more. So, Chef Richard, I noticed that you have quite a variety of flavors in your food. You've got, you know, Indian, Chinese, Moroccan, Thai, which I really appreciate because I'm Asian, so I like, you know, different varieties of food. So I want you to give you, you know, a big thumbs up for doing that.
Well, I mean, how could I be your personal chef if I didn't know exactly what to make for you? So.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Well, share with us a little bit about what options are there when people go to the site and maybe about the roundabout cost for a meal.
Sure. You know, the options that we have on the site start with breakfast. We have three different breakfast options. We have our house-made sausage breakfast skillets that are available both in turkey and in pastured pork that we couple with a sweet potato hash brown. So it's sweet potatoes roasted with peppers and onions. And then we have a really delicious breakfast hash with chicken that we make with grated sweet potatoes, seasoned chicken, peppers, as well as apples and walnuts. And so those are kind of our breakfast options. And then our pre-made paleo meals, which are kind of how we started everything, was let's make some, you know, lunches and dinners for people. We do a quite a variety. I mean, we rotate about six or eight menus each season, and a menu consists of, we pivot off of two different chicken entrees, a beef entree, a pork entree, and a turkey, and we can substitute out, you know, as needed. But those are coupled with vegetable sides, and they're all individually portioned. So when you're ordering a meal from us, you'll get either a 5 or an 8 ounce portion of protein, the protein entree, and then a 7 ounce vegetable side to couple with that. And so those they're offered in a package of 10. And, you know, roughly you're looking at, when you're ordering from out of state, which obviously most of you all are, averaging at about $13 to $15, depending on what your order size is. And, you know, and depending on how much you order, you can also qualify for shipping discounting as well. And then we have some other things, like we have a paleo trail mix, which is it's nuts and dried fruit that's unsweetened with coconut flakes. So it would be, you know, sesame seeds, pumpkin seeds, cashews, almonds with some raisins, dates, currants, and dried figs. These are all dried fruits, and then coconut flakes. And we toast all that together, and it's quite delicious, and so that's kind of a nice snack that we offer. And you know, we're also dipping into, you know, some other a la carte items, but those are, you know, for the most part what we offer. Every week we'll make a new menu, so if you order from us, you may order, you know, 20 or to 40 meals, and that would speak to 2 to 4 menus. And so that means you're going to get quite a variety each week. We're going to make a different meal for you, or menu for you. And so you're really never going to get bored with, you know, having the same thing day in, day out. You know, there's going to be a couple duplicates with each menu. And, you know, we'll have them all together kitted, frozen, and they come to your door on dry ice and they're ready to go. So you can have them as an emergency pack or, you know, indulge on a regular basis.
Like me.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much 5 days a week during the weekdays when I have less time, you know, working and all that kind of stuff. We'll pretty much do either, you know, breakfast, lunch, or lunch and dinner 5 days a week, both my partner and I. And then on the weekends, we, you know, get to the store and maybe do seafood or shrimp or, you know, fish or that kind of thing. I noticed that, you know, it's not really convenient, nor would it necessarily work out to reheat seafood. Is that why you don't have seafood on the menu?
Yes. You know, we really focus on the quality and the experience, you know, that you're going to have with our food. And we found that we are, you know, just not able to give a, you know, a superior quality product with, I mean, when you're reheating fish.
Right.
We cook our meals to completeness. I mean, it's you know, by law, by, you know, by what is prudent for quality and shelf stability, we cook our meals through. And to reheat fish just really does not have any wiggle room to reheat in a way that is, you know, what we prescribe. So we let you, you know, kind of blow out on seafood on, you know, when you could get it, you know, fresh and local to you. I definitely say, you know, any seafood is really best enjoyed, you know, at its perfect doneness right out of your pan onto your plate.
Right, totally. I understand. I've noticed that you have now grass-fed, it's like beef jerky, but there's no sugar. And what I really appreciate is that, of course, it's gluten-free, but it's also soy-free, which is really hard to find. So that's kind of exciting.
Yes. I mean, we've searched high and low for that. I mean, it's a, you know, a partnership that we have for this jerky, you know, with another company, Gourmet Grass Fed, that really they hold our ideals, and you know they have, you know, taken out all the nonsense. You know, and it's amazing how good food can taste if you just stick to what's healthy for you as an ingredient, as opposed to you know, loading it up with things that, you know, really aren't that good for you. I mean, I've found that, you know, if you start with quality, you're gonna need to put less garbage in it. And you know, that's been a, you know, a real delight in this this journey of, you know, into the Paleolithic diet and lifestyle that I've been in. And you know, it's a forever changed life for me, for my family, and you know, everyone I work with.
Well, it certainly has been for me. And I noticed doing three solid meals like that a day, I'm no longer reaching into the cupboard and getting little snack chips or rice crackers or corn chips and, you know, all this little nibbling that my significant other and I used to do. We never really noticed that we were doing it until we, you know, went on the paleo diet. And occasionally we'll have, you know, rice or something when we go out to eat, but it's not very often. But it's amazing how much less hungry we are when we stick to the paleo diet, and your meals are extremely satisfying. And I love that there's so many different varieties of vegetables, so that I know I'm, you know, kind of getting all these different vitamins and minerals from all these different vegetables instead of just, you know, what's available for this particular month in the North Country.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's and it's nice to, you know, to have, when you have those different options to be, I mean, you can really balance yourself. So, I mean, that way you're, you know, I think humans by nature are creatures of habit. And
mm-hmm.
to, it's nice with the idea that you can buy something in bulk and, you know, make, you know, have, you know, do one round of cooking or, you know, cook the same thing each night and kind of do it without much effort into it. But, you know, when you know, take the time to really, you know, offer variety and give yourself variety, And you're going to complement all the nutritional value that you know you're getting from you know one vegetable to the next, and it's going to just give you a more satiated, complete, healthy feeling. And really, balance is really a cornerstone. And you as a figure skater, I mean, can definitely speak to, you know, how necessary it is to have, you know, that as, you know, a foundation. I mean, how do you perform if you're, you know, really having a imbalance in your nutrition?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So for everyone listening in again, to find out more about Chef Richard's awesome creations, just go to www.karencan.com/paleo, and you'll also see a link on that site for Dr. Karen's Pain Relief Success Pack, which is a variety of foods that I have picked out. Some of them are nightshade-free for people who have pain that's sensitive to nightshade vegetables, so some pain relief options for you. So, Chef, we're running out of time. Thank you so much, though, for coming on the show. I know you're extremely busy with your schedule, and I'm just so excited to have you share your experience with our listeners today.
Thank you very much for having me, Dr. Karen. It's been a pleasure, and so nice, to speak to you and your audience. And I, you know, thank you so much for being a supporter since the beginning of our pre-made paleo endeavors. And you know, we're just excited to to see what is around the corner. And rest assured, we'll keep on cooking.
Oh, well, best wishes to you, and thanks, everyone, for listening in today. Until next time.